From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, book club. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Wednesday, July 9th, 2008, and let me do some clubbing of my own. Before I take out the cudgel, I will heap some praise. When I wake up in the morning, 3:30 every morning, there is no news on the all-news networks. They're playing reruns and crazy shows like Dan Abrams wags his finger on MSNBC or whatever the heck that is. And CNN's doing some, you know, maybe it's an old Larry King that you don't care about. But ABC actually has news. They have this overnight show. I think Allison Stewart hosted it once, though she has hosted many a show. So I watch the ABC News as I scan the internet for breaking stories. It's quite useful. But yesterday, or today, sometimes they repackage reports, and they were playing a report that Claire Shipman had done on Cindy McCain. Now, let me set up this report. It was just a whole biography of Cindy McCain. If you didn't know anything about Cindy McCain, you got to know a little bit. But I guess the black mark in her biography is the fact that she was addicted to prescription painkillers, going as far as to steal them. And I was wondering, well, how are they going to deal with that? Because as the report unspooled, it was very, very laudatory, which is fine. I'm sure she's a lovely woman. How they exactly dealt with her prescription painkiller addiction was, I thought, quite striking. Luckily, I have a radio show where I can talk back to it. Here, let's listen.
Her risk-taking was pushed to the limits along the way, though, when she suffered from two slipped discs and then became addicted to pain medication, even stealing drugs from her own charity.
I hid it from my husband, and he never knew. My parents came to me one day and said, Cindy, there's something wrong with you. There's something wrong with you. And I said, you know, you're right.
But that only served to highlight another compelling trait, a remarkable inner strength, a determination to survive and be healthy that makes her the proverbial steel magnolia.
So her prescription painkiller addiction makes her a steel magnolia. I see how that works. In journalism, there is something called a beet sweetener. Perhaps if you're going to be covering someone, you do a nice laudatory piece beforehand and everyone likes you, and you never want to beat up on a candidate's wife if you want to get access to that candidate. But a prescription painkiller medication addiction makes you a steel magnolia. I guess beating it does. It's good that she beat it. I just don't know about phrasing it that way. And like I said, I got a radio show. I could say, hey, Claire, think about what you're saying. And so I did. Thank you. On this show this hour, and you know what? ABC is going to come on and criticize everything we do, and that's fine. It's part of the ongoing dialogue. An Italian-American group is up in arms about a comment by golf announcer Johnny Miller about Rocco Mediate, or Mediate as he pronounces it. So I will talk to the head of the National Italian-American Foundation about their ad in the New York Times decrying Johnny Miller. Also, the book club of the air, our moderator Sarah Goodyear is here to talk about Petropolis by Anya Ulinich and the frustrations of the air traveler explored in novel form. You'll get today's headlines in just a minute, but first. Iran fires a shot across the bow. Iranian state TV today broadcast footage of 9 ballistic missiles being test-fired during war games that Iranian officials say are in response to U.S. and Israeli threats. The BBC's John Lane is in Tehran.
Iranian state television showed the missile tests from a remote desert site. A Revolutionary Guards commander said the missiles were ready for shooting at any place, any time.
The weapons include a Shahab 3 missile, which has a range of 1,200 miles, meaning it could reach Israel. The exercises were conducted in the Strait of Hormuz, a strategic waterway that carries about 40% of the world's oil. The Bush administration responded swiftly to the missile tests. A spokesman said, quote, "The Iranians should stop the development of ballistic missiles, which could be used as a delivery vehicle for a potential nuclear weapon, immediately." But a commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard tells state TV the war game should, quote, "demonstrate our resolve and might against enemies who in recent weeks have threatened Iran with harsh language." What recent events is he talking about? NPR's Ivan Watson explains.
Tensions have escalated between Tehran and Washington amid reports that America's close ally, Israel, conducted military exercises last month to train for a possible attack against Iran. At issue is Iran's nuclear program. Tehran insists it is developing nuclear power for peaceful energy needs. Western governments fear the Iranians are trying to build a nuclear bomb.
Iran's nuclear program was top of mind yesterday when U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice announced an agreement with the Czech Republic that will place a radar system there to warn of incoming missiles.
We all face the threat from states like Iran that continue to pursue missiles of ever longer range, and we must be in a position to respond.
Today's missile test comes at a time when Iranian officials have been alternating between friendly and confrontational statements towards the U.S. and Israel. Just yesterday, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said, quote, "I assure you that there won't be any war in the future." But also yesterday, an influential cleric was singing a different tune. He said, quote, "In the event of an attack, Tehran would retaliate. The first targets would be the Israeli city of Tel Aviv and U.S. shipping in the Persian Gulf." You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.